Good day and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to educate, inform, and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally, and specifically about tourism in SVG. I am your host, Viran Brayton. My guest today is the multidimensional Gloria Williams. And in today's program, we look at the life of a tour guide. Welcome to Tourism Chat, Ms. Williams.
Thank you, Viran, and welcome, listeners. It's a pleasure to be here to give you an idea as to what it takes to be a tour guide.
Ms. Williams, or may I call you Gloria?
Go right
Good,
ahead.
Good, thanks. You are a tour guide, among many other things. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about yourself.
Well, professionally, I started out as a teacher. I've spent many years doing that. I now work at the Department of Culture within the Ministry of Tourism, Sport and Culture. But apart from that side, I do a lot of things. I am a journalist. I am a stand-up comedian where I do a lot of shows internationally. I am a tour guide, of which I'm extremely proud. I've been doing that for nigh on 14 or so years. I'm a mom of two adult children. And most of all, I have a passion for my Vincentianness. That's the easiest and simplest way I can put it.
See, I said multidimensional. Let's go on. Being a tour guide, though, it looks like a pretty simple profession, but is it really? Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, it is not. When I first began, I thought it was simple. But I have come to find out that there are so many different aspects of this one thing. If you want, in your pursuit of your a good delivery, that you have to get yourselves indulged in. For example, a good tour guide first and foremost must have a passion for the job. You must love what you're doing, and you must love expanding upon what you now know. For example, a tour guide who loves what he or she is doing would, number one, find yourself at the site on time. You would be properly dressed. Your hygiene would be in place and intact. There would be nothing offensive about your language and your mannerisms, your body language, and so when you're speaking with your guests. Now, that is just the beginning. What are you going to deliver to your guests? You have to have a sound knowledge, and I'm not apologizing for the word sound. You have to have a sound knowledge of what you're going to impart. Now, where do we get this sound knowledge? For example, when I just started being a tour guide, I was really interested in history and geography, two of my pet subjects at school. So it was really easy for me to top up on what I knew. But I had a serious challenge in the botanical gardens because it's an area where you have so many trees. And then when you listen to the guides that would have come out of the gardens, they know the scientific names and stuff like that. What I had to do, I had to conquer that. So I made several trips to the garden, day trips, where I took my notepad and my pen and my pencil, colors, and I actually went into the gardens. I learned the plants. I further went, I researched the plants, see where their origins, the uses that for medicinal or maybe just floral. And then I went back after I would have learned it and I mapped out a route because I understood that my tour company, which then was Curry's Caribbean Adventures, they gave you maximum of, say, 40 minutes within the gardens because I did an island tour. So I had to go and map out a route that would take me 40 minutes, give and take the type of visitors that I had, but yet a route that will touch all the major key things within the garden, such that when these people leave, they have a complete, compacted story. What I found was that persons would come with their prepared, I call them their prepared speeches, and they would say, no, but we saw on the internet this, and we saw on the internet that. If you're not really certain of what you're saying, you could get misled. Because we need to do research as a tour guide. You have to research. And you know, the British wrote our history. They didn't write everything that was correct. But now we have publications from local people where we can get a better feel of it. And The internet, I tell people the internet is your friend. But you have to know, how do I search the internet and get the information correct? You have to be able to verify your sources. There are a lot of blog sites and websites that boast the opinions mm-hmm. of people. And some people go on people's opinions, which is the wrong route. Because these people come these days well-educated and informed as to what happens in your gardens. So if you're going outside of what they know, once you could verify why you are outside, maybe their source was incorrect. And you have to be so confident when you deliver. Because I remember I had an incident like that. I had somebody, he had a complete pages upon pages of information I was there delivering. And he was saying, but no, I saw on a website. So I had to turn and tell him, you know, sometimes the websites are not always correct. You have to go and you have to double check. Look at the visitors or about us. You do all your checking before you accept what you get. And I was happy that I was able to counteract. So I proved myself, you know, that. So you have to research. Additionally, you have to know where your visitors are coming from. What are their likes? What are their dislikes? Because in St. Vincent, a lot of our visitors come from the UK, from the US. We have some Germans. We used to have some Spanish people from Spain and so on. What do they like? The British don't like you to hold on to them and things like that. The Americans are free and open. You understand? The Germans, they don't speak much. They sit and they wait for the delivery of information, but they will counteract you if they realize you're going wrong. So you have to get prepared for what you are going to face, you know, and it really puts you in a better position. Additionally, let's say I give a tour today and I notice I have been asked this particular question. And over time, I've been asked the same question. It is my duty to go and find the answer, put it in proper perspective so that I am prepared. And we have to anticipate what we deliver and fashion the tour. If you started today doing one tour and you're doing the tour in the same way 5 years down the road, something is wrong, because you're supposed to fashion, add in information that are becoming more current, take out some that could be kind of redundant and that sort of thing. And a lot of these you get from the kind of questions that people ask.
Well, it seems to me, listening to you, mm-hmm. that an effective tour guide needs to be a sociologist, a historian, a psychologist, but of course not qualified university, but seriously, I'm very serious about that. Uh-huh. But there are also things that an effective tour guide needs to know, like the legality of his actions, the safety, the health and first aid, that you mentioned how the various nationalities react. We know the British don't like you coming too closely, but the Americans don't. They kind of... So all these end up not being fresh. It's just a cultural thing. But recently, we read that a number of persons were officially licensed to become tour guides. Tell us a little bit in the time that we have left.
Well, they were licensed. They had to go through a complete process of training. Some persons would have been trained before and they had to top up on that. Additionally, you had to do things like first aid, get completely certified with that. If you do sea tours, you had to do your swimming parts and to get a completed certificate, things like that. And these are necessary so that there is a standard maintained, so you are assured that when these persons go out, they are delivering a particular brand of service.
Absolutely. As we said at the beginning, it's not easy being a tour guide. Not any and everybody, even though trained, may make a good tour guide. And so those persons who are interested in becoming tour guides, because I remember visiting Cuba and found so many PhDs being tour guides, and I said, goodness gracious, it's a profession that people need to understand that they have every right to be proud of. And Gloria, you know, the time of this program doesn't allow us to do too much, but I think that you have may have whet the appetites of a lot of people in getting interested in tour guiding. But again, listeners, you have been listening to Tourism Chit Chat, brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the SVG Hotel and Tourism Association and this station. I'm your host, Viran Breton, saying goodbye until next time.